Gary, it's been fairly rare in recent weeks that we reflect on a performance where you haven't shown the same quality as you normally do.
Yes, but again, I think when you're in those type of runs in this division that you've got to make sure first and foremost you're resolute and don't give anything away. I think we just about didn't do that today. A little bit of pressure that they had first half, which was something we were wary of, something that we knew that they would do, something we knew that if we gave them a lift by the way we played, then that would play into their hands. And I felt we did. You know, we didn't play with enough quality going forward. We didn't play with enough quality to get us as a team moving forward. And I think there's two ways of doing that. You either pass the ball out and travel up the pitch together, or you play a little bit longer into space and stop them pressing the ball and giving them a little bit of impetus. So we didn't quite do either first half, and that was a frustration. But I think the fact that we got into half-time with the only real regret being that John Terrell wasn't on the pitch again. Awful tackle, I thought, from Baker. He took him out of the knee. When you watch it again, it looks far worse than it did in real time. And unfortunately, I think just to only be a yellow card. But of course, missing John, that little bit of creativity in there gives us a little bit of a problem. So, but actually, Jack McGomer coming onto the pitch, second half particularly, raised our game, raised our tempo. I thought Michael Kiftenbelt gave us a little bit of tempo in midfield. I thought Jonathan Grounds, particularly in the air, was outstanding today. And we had the better of the second half. We got into final third, had a bit more control, little bit more quality up to the final third. And then I think just in and around the edge of the box, we just perhaps didn't have that killer instinct that we've showed, of course, in the last couple of games in terms of our goal scoring. So, again, that would be the only regret. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to play and not quite be as creative as you'd like to be, then you take your clean sheet and you move on. It's another point. It's another game, like I said, where we've defended resolutely as a team and showed a lot of character second half.
You've watched back that challenge from Baker and Terrell. Have you watched back the penalty shout that Bristol City had just before half-time?
No, I haven't, no. Funnily enough, that's obviously what away managers do. They only look at the ones that favour them and not the other ones. So, no, I haven't, actually. I have to say, at the time, I thought there was half a shout. I know there was one first half, Tomlin, but I think straight away he didn't appeal it. So I think he'd gone down a little bit too easily. But, no, I haven't seen that back. And I have to say, again, Bristol, I thought, you know, certainly showed signs that they shouldn't perhaps be down at the wrong end of a division. But we know it's a competitive league, and any team, if you give them half a chance, can beat you on any given day.
Thomas Kuschak got more work in the first half than he's had for quite a long time, but he dealt with what he had to.
Yeah, he did, yeah. I don't think he had to make any outstanding saves. I don't think there was any real clear-cut chances for Bristol, but it was just a little bit of pressure first half, wasn't it? I think they were a little bit sharper, put a few more balls into better areas than we did. And he's had to make two or three saves, as you say. But he's been excellent for us. In that sense, he's been really, really safe. Technically very good. And like we said before, we all know that he's an outstanding shot stopper. And he's shown that, you know, consistently this season.